Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid. City in the nation of America.
America.
Guys, Gays and Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hooray and stuff.
It's a special day for Guys, Games and Beer because what is the sound of one hand clapping? That was it.
We use two hands.
Where am I? No. What am I doing?
What are you doing? Well, who are you people?
Oh, we drink
Guys,
Games
and Beer, yeah.
Let's start by drinking beer.
I think it's time for beer court.
Okay.
Gotta get in place.
Get in place here.
Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-da-da. Well, okay.
Beer court.
So we have beer court tonight. And Judge Rob is presiding over beer court. All right, we have tonight another Oktoberfest. This is an Oktoberfest lager by our buddies over at Lakefront Brewery. Lakefront Brewery is available nationwide, which is the beauty of it, and they really are a good beer. They started out as a really tiny little brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and have expanded constantly since they've gotten... So who's got my keys? Thank you. Well, where are my keys at? All right. All right, well, whatever. All right, they can't be too far. So they've been expanding ever since. They really make good beers. Their River West Stein is one of my favorites. We tried an Oktoberfest on the last show. It wasn't too bad. And there's a bitch load more Oktoberfest. So, you know, the thing about seasonal beers, everybody makes a seasonal beer nowadays. So we'll have beers for the next 2 months labeled Oktoberfest. So all the way through September and October, I'm sure we can find an Oktoberfest beer to try.
Just slowly shift into Oktoberfest beers, into a pumpkin spice
beers. No, we are not doing pumpkin spice beers. You know
we gotta find one that's good.
They suck.
Actually, the pumpkin spice is a cider, not a beer, but the Ace Pumpkin Cider is super good.
See, I think that's the key, not beer.
But it's not
cider.
Not beer. Yeah, but it's not a beer.
Yeah, I just, again, overall, I have been unimpressed by everything we've tried that has pumpkin in it.
All right.
Pumpkin in it?
Yeah.
We're
trying something new tonight, new feature of beer court.
Color and clarity.
We're going to take a look and see how it actually
and
looks.
And judge how well she pours a beer.
She pours a beer pretty damn well. Look at that.
I've had lots of practice over the years.
True Wisconsin girl.
It's St. Rossini girl. We don't get number 7 for nothing, right?
Exactly.
It's a nice amber color.
It's a nice
good
for a lager.
Really clear.
It looks like a beer.
Here we go.
All
right. Ooh.
Not bad. I'm not a huge lager fan.
You know me, I like my lager.
I know,
so.
But I don't.
I like this better than the other one.
Yeah, I agree. This is better than the last one
we had.
This
is way better.
Whose was that? I can't remember.
So 7 days ago.
God, yeah, really, I can't. It was 7 days. God, 7 days, we can't remember what beer we drank last time.
Can you guys remember yesterday?
Crap,
there's been so many beers in between there. So many damn beers.
Yes.
No, there's none of them left either. I don't remember what we did last episode.
Last season, yeah.
Yeah, last season. We have
previously.
Seasons?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't it be funny if it was Lakefront Brewery?
No, it wasn't Lakefront Brewery. It was some
it's the point? Same thing.
A point, maybe?
It may have been point. It was some. It was no, it wasn't point. What was it? I can't remember. Oh my God, Joe.
Internet, help us.
Yeah, I don't know.
That being said, this
somebody
is
watches
pretty
this
tasty.
Show.
I don't really taste pumpkin in it.
There's no pumpkin in Oktoberfest beer!
But what about the great pumpkin?
So I kind of don't taste pumpkin.
Okay, do they have any description on the bottle?
No, it's
according to Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages.
Ever.
What?
Okay. Yeah, it stops
so
there.
Not a whole lot of description. It's their Oktoberfest seasonal lager.
Come visit them in Milwaukee.
You should come and visit them. They actually have a great tour of their breweries.
And they're kosher.
See Larry Cole.
Yes, and they make kosher. They actually export to Israel.
And
I think
that's
actually
pretty
mentioned
good.
That.
But
no, I think we've mentioned that on the show before.
There's no description
because like
they're like what Oktoberfest is.
But they put the best, you know, Best Buy. Like there's an expiration date on there.
That's true. But I gotta say that's a tasty beer.
Oh, yeah, we had almost all thumbs up last week.
We did, we did. Yeah. It was a little in
Trav
between.
Didn't like it. Trav was disagreeing to disagree.
No! By the way, I want to do a shout-out to Travis, who was, of course, sick this week. So, everybody, sorry about your syphilis, Travis.
Yeah, you know, again, if you just keep it in your pants, you wouldn't have those issues.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry I gave you syphilis.
They told you, keep it in your pants.
Sorry I gave you syphilis.
Sorry, I gave you syphilis.
Sorry, I gave you syphilis.
This is the worst game of telephone ever.
Sorry for inventing syphilis.
At the end, it's like gonorrhea. I don't know. It's like, yeah.
He had sex with a sheep at one point, and that's how it all started.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to start it out.
All
right,
you all had Welsh, your right? shots, so we're good. So
yeah,
that's,
all right. So, circle, dot, guys, what do you think?
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm thumbs up on that.
I'm thumbs up on that. That is unanimous thumbs up. All right. Well, so,
that was
a
cockeyed.
We had a Travis.
It was a quarter.
Yeah. All right. Again, if you, if you can find it, and I'm sure you can, they export pretty much everywhere. This is Lakefront Brewery. Pretty much all this stuff is good. We did actually have something from them that we thought was off, but
must have been a seasonal beer.
No, wasn't it?
Actually, it was a bad.
I think it was a bad batch.
Yeah.
They're right that one of theirs is gluten free beer that we tried, and it was the best gluten free we've tried.
Yeah, well, that's not saying a lot.
You don't drink as a beer. Drink it as like
a
champagne.
Then don't call it a beer.
Right.
It's gluten-free, dude.
Don't call it a beer.
It can't be a beer gluten-free.
So, yeah, no, I, no, not...
Yeah, if you have to drink gluten-free, just go with the ciders and be done.
Yeah, exactly. You know, at that point, yeah, buy a cider or something.
Or
don't try to drink beer. Yeah, drink wine, whatever.
Be a real man, drink scotch.
There you go.
All right, so,
scotch. So, verdict.
Judge Rob?
Oktoberfest lager, I find you guilty of being tasty as hell. Your sentence is me slamming the shit out of you.
I'm good with that.
Well, literally and figuratively.
All right. So, Rob, what is our actual topic tonight? I like tonight's topic.
Tonight's topic is non-violent games. And the first part of the topic,
AKA, what did you really call it?
Dirty hippie peacenik games.
Get a job, hippie.
I have a job.
Damn it,
master.
My world is crumbling around me.
All right, so
the second half. Take a bath, hippie. There we go.
I bathed this morning.
Don't you lie to me.
No,
I so what level of non-violence are you talking here?
That was a really hard thing to think about.
I really tried to go as peacenik as possible on mine. I mean, it's hilarious.
So I tried not.
Is Super Mario Brothers like outside of bounds?
No,
I think you're killing a lot of stuff.
Or mayhem.
That.
You said or mayhem.
And yeah, I'm okay with some mayhem. I was being a little bit.
Okay, because I don't know any games without mayhem that are worth playing.
I mean, you know, mayhem. You consider without like Pac-Man a non-violent game.
No, you're destroying ghosts.
Well, the ghosts are trying to kill you.
But they're already dead, so it's not like you're killing them.
They come right back. What about a game where you're fighting and destroying robots? No AI or anything. They're just, you know, would that be fine?
I think I'd put that in the...
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with the robot foot soldiers?
Yeah. I know, I still think that's violent.
Yeah, okay. It's violent.
And I feel if you say that, then, yeah, you can't include games like Pac-Man, if there is any sorts of killing.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. To be honest,
Rap of the Rapper is.
I wouldn't even count.
That's a non-violent game.
I wouldn't even count.
Oh, no, there are plenty of other games.
I wouldn't even count Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to run him over with a barrel.
Right.
Know?
He's throwing shit at him. Yeah.
And you're
taking a sledgehammer to those like live little fire things too. Yeah. So. Just gonna put it that way. The fires are an intelligent fire that you are beaten down with a sludgehammer. So I'm thinking that's kind of still got some violence.
And they're trying to kill you.
Bump and jump, no bump and jump, no. You're knocking cars off the road.
You're knocking cars,
but
don't know if
there's people in those cars.
You don't know, but you're controlling.
No. I still think that's violent.
Yeah, I think it's. Yeah, it was like I don't know. Maybe they're RC cars, but it's like nah, they're blowing up. Whatever it is, you are causing mayhem.
All right, so there you go. It's mayhem. So,
we're basically rolling with like Tetris.
Ooh, Crazy Taxi.
Tetris is on a list.
Crazy Taxi, people, right? you can't run people over.
Right, no, they
jump out of the way.
Yeah, you jump around.
And
that's nonviolent. That's interesting because it's a loophole. They actually get out of your way.
That's true.
They do. You can try all you want. I have.
Oh. You can try to be violent, but it stops from
in a real taxi.
Does blatant racism count as
violent? The basic goal is to get
people from one spot to the other as fast as you can.
To provide a service.
Oh, all right. Well, see, now there's an example of where you can try to be violent but can't be violent, and it's pretty much a nonviolent game with a great soundtrack.
What about Jet Set Radio Future?
There is violence. There is violence. You get attacked by the cops or rival gangs.
Oh, yeah. When you get to higher levels, yes.
Yeah, see, I thought that too. I was like, no.
No, when you get higher levels, yeah.
And we're going to leave the obvious choices out. Sports games.
They're violent.
Those are violent. Have you ever played football?
Golf's
not.
No.
Bowling's not.
That's a point. Yeah. What do you call it? Not golden. Golden tee golf.
Golden tee. Yeah. It's
completely nonviolent.
Mario golf. What up?
Yeah, there you go.
Like Mario tennis.
Also nonviolent.
Can't you hit the other players in the face with the ball though?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's even.
But that's not like the goal. That's not like the objective.
Are you sure? Because that's
what
I'm trying to do all the time.
Well, you're injecting violence into a game that's supposed to be nonviolent.
Right. Yeah. That's on you, man. Oh, that's
track
on
and
you.
Field for the old arcade game.
Oh God, yes. There you
you're
go.
Just
see, there.
Running and you're...
Right. Yeah. Well, the only thing you're gonna get violent on is that poor joystick in your hand. You're gonna get really violent with that.
Duck Hunt when you play only with clay pigeons.
Gun does not actually denote violence.
No, I agree.
Part of the game
but
is
you
shooting
could be
and killing animals.
Correct.
No, you can't pick a specific part of it and say, oh, no.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It is its own... It's
I mean, Grand Theft Auto when you're opening a door isn't violent at all.
I agree with you. Even though you can play it in a non-violent way, it still has a violent element to the game.
It's just like the people who play violent games without like killing a single enemy or something like that.
What about
that? Does happen.
If you play Black and White, you can play as the god who doesn't kill anyone who's perfectly benevolent, and you lose the game. So, yeah.
Game, by the way.
It is actually a great game. But you can kill everybody and have a lot more fun.
I'll save the light gun. Police Trainer. You don't shoot anybody.
It's all targets.
All targets.
Yep. By our favorite Frenchman, too.
Hmm?
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Black and White, yes.
Yeah.
So, that's actually, there's an example of a gun game that is nonviolent. And there are gun games that are nonviolent. There's some shooting gallery ones where you literally are just shooting gallery. In fact, most of the early ones were designed intentionally where you were only shooting, even the Nintendo
Ooh, like
one.
Trick shooter, the,
even the Nintendo one was the flip over targets that would pop up, but it was not, no, wait a minute, so...
I think we could, if we're being real hippies here, I think we could argue that anything
with a gun
No, we're not being real
hippies. No. This is a dirty hippie game.
I mean, if it's dirty hippies, then anything with a gun would be
Well, if they're dirty, they might jack you for, like, you know, money for drugs, so...
Dude, that was once I stole money from you.
Cannabis Grower 2001.
Oh, I want that game.
All right, so...
Hey, threw that out.
There we go.
The moment of attention I had.
No, this is the game, how the game starts. Black screen goes, why aren't you just smoking weed, and then stops.
Yeah,
game. But it has a killer soundtrack at the start menu.
And then it just goes
just
into, like,
for hours.
Flappy Birds would be in.
Okay, Flappy Birds are the non-violent game. There you go.
No, the bird is... Well, I guess...
He's dying. Right, he's not dying. He's just falling.
I mean, you could get injured, but it's not like... I think the violence is when you're specifically trying to hurt... The point of the game as well is trying to hurt others. Your bird can hit the side, but it's not like...
Your intention is to go through the pipes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we got a pretty good handle on that as far as... And wasn't the original question is can...
Yeah,
can,
I mean... Are they
non-violent hippie game be fun?
Yeah.
Tetris.
Absolutely.
Tetris is fun.
Ooh! Bravo! There is a perfect example of a classic game.
I said that already.
I did. But, you know, I'll go back to... I don't even want to mention it again, but it's just so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Tapper.
I love Tapper.
Oh!
You're just serving beer to people.
Nice call. That's right. And the worst case situation is gonna, the beer falls on the floor.
Yeah, you but when they go home, they beat their wives.
They do get pretty angry.
They get angry, but they don't hit you, or you don't hit them.
Well, they do throw you out of the bar, but you know, if you don't serve them. But I'm not. I was going to. But I think the object of the game is so clearly just to serve beer.
Yeah.
That's her price.
That weird drink test game with the fish face.
Stop on that.
So, yeah. All right. No, my bad.
Semen. You're talking about semen. Thank you.
Animal semen.
We talk about semen.
Come on, Pooh, let's burn this mother down.
When I thought about this topic of trouble, I came up with lots of short play games in my head. You know, your Tetrises, your Tapper. But are there any long play games, like almost like stories?
See, that my thing is
okay. So my thing on that would be SimCity.
Oh, okay.
There's mayhem. Definitely.
That's true. You can be a death spot. You can be a death spot in that game.
I mean, I thought of games that kind of skirted it where it could be, but towards the end or something like Jet Set Radio. Like, yeah, at the end, something happens. The conclusion there is violence. Like, one of the first games I went to was Portal. But at the end, you are just trying to destroy her. So
right.
Shit.
Yeah, the entire game. It's puzzle. Okay, violence.
Yeah, but I see, and I think it disqualifies it then because, you know, Phantasmagoria for 97% of the game is just puzzles.
Right, right.
And then suddenly at the end, there's heads getting cut off, there's blood everywhere.
But a lot of that, that's what I'm thinking, like, oh, games like that, and also like, oh, nope.
And you forget, like, Jet Set Radio Future.
Right, because in the beginning levels, it's all just tagging and skating and getting around, and then as you get into the later levels. Yeah. So, yeah, long play games, that's an interesting question.
Marvel Madness? It's not long play, but...
It's not long play.
You know, it's hard to find a story that doesn't include violence, you know what I mean? That's what I was kind of trying to like.
Does Monkey Island include violence?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't full played it, so.
So it becomes difficult. It really does.
I don't know. That's a very good question.
Question answer games. You don't know Jack?
That was.
Yeah, but is that a long play game?
Well, for me,
we're back on story.
Right.
Long play game. Yeah. And, you know, because I kept coming up with those kinds of games.
A non violent game.
Point and click games.
Yeah, but the non violent ones.
Some of them aren't. I'm trying to think of like. okay.
All right. Wait. I will go back.
Honey Pop?
Even Zork, which is a puzzle game, I think has violence.
What about does Myst have violence? I've never actually played Myst. That's what I say. Like,
I don't think I ever played Myst all the way through.
I've never completed Myst.
I don't think it has.
I was so non-violently bored in the beginning.
Yeah, that was it. Too.
Actually, I was so violently bored in the beginning of it that I just had to get the hell out of it.
I would say Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but again, they destroy the planet right away.
So everybody dies.
So yeah. So maybe everybody on Earth dies.
Ends.
Right.
But other than that,
Arthur Dent gets away. So who cares?
I mean, there's some kids ones like Peanuts and, you know, a few of those.
They're not even drinking.
We're in the World of Carbon San Diego.
That's actually fun.
Yeah, and that's a long-form game.
And okay, that is kind of a long-form game. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That one qualifies.
What about, like, Roller Coaster Tycoon?
It was
specifically built so you can kill people. It's not a glitch where it's like, oh, the roller coaster crashed and it doesn't work. They list the number of deaths.
Right.
What about other iterations like Zoo Tycoon?
You can have.
Didn't play it.
Yeah. So
I'm guessing you probably just like click and drag the guest way into the lion pen.
Yes. So yeah, no, there are games. Unfortunately, those games.
Yeah, because somebody listed Minecraft. It's like, well, no.
No.
Minecraft.
I'm creating Minecraft.
Yeah.
But then again, that goes back to.
Yeah. It has elements to be violent.
Arkanoid.
I found that really good.
It gets short form.
It is short form, though, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's long form for me, man. That's a bastard of a game.
Stay there all day.
Well, again, generally...
Dr. Mario can be that way. You know, you're just there all day. You know,
yeah, the whole thing is...
You're killing germs, though, aren't you?
I don't think that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Long form games lend themselves well, or
and I believe those germs
lend themselves well without some kind of conflict going on.
Are syphilis.
So as a dirty hippie, I don't think I would want to play anything like that.
Anybody heard of Unfinished Swan?
What the fuck?
I saw it on PS4. I started it and I did not finish it. But
you played it.
You're painting a picture. I think it's the one where like everything's like white and black and white, and you're like going around and.
painting things or something, and like you kind of complete a story with well, no, almost no violence. I think you just kind of wander around.
That seems kind of boring.
Yeah,
probably why you.
I think there's a story,
it.
But it's there might be a story there.
It was a PlayStation Plus game, so
Yeah, it was free. Where
do we see
free stuff? I'll take it anyways.
Cooking Mama, you just keep getting better at cooking.
Oh. Yeah, but again, it's still I consider that a short form game because you only
somebody
you
meet.
Same thing.
Short form.
Yeah,
short form. But good. These are
not story.
Good nonviolent games.
What's that?
Ace Attorney.
I haven't played it.
Nice.
Ace Attorney. I was trying to look
up
games.
Yeah.
Where you play a lawyer. Yeah.
Harvey Birdman.
No, you play Harvey Birdman?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's Harvey Birdman, like attorney at law.
It's
now, it does start with a murder, but, you know, that's okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
You didn't actually do the murder.
Okay.
You know,
that might be a loophole you can get away with.
Yeah.
You know, you're just trying to help things. Get justice. Justice for the people.
That's it. I mean, there isn't any, as far as I know, violence in the game.
All right, Hannah.
There are those Professor Lupin games for the, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For the Game Boy.
There was some death, though. As I recall.
But you're not killing anyone. You just go through, like, the story and, like, make...
Kind of question. How about a Vectrex game?
There's...
All right, Larry has every Vectrex...
You mean all.
Overlay.
Not every.
Uh-huh.
All.
Uh-huh. I mean, you'd obviously go to a racing game. So,
All right. Well, there's explosions.
You know, pole position
has explosions.
Is not a violent game.
Yeah, no, it is. Because you can't really
crash, the car blows up, though, and there's that flame. And
you guys go to the weirdest gentlemen's clubs.
Pole position.
But,
we're not going back to this.
Spike might be there.
Right, it's a straight platformer without, I don't think it's.
Oh, yeah. Threw up Mail Plane.
Oh, that was such a dull game, though.
What?
Mail Plane.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you don't. There's
what do we want to go back to?
But again, this goes back.
Fine, we'll throw out Lemonade Stand.
Right. Wait a minute. I got it. Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
No, that's totally violent.
I'd say that's violent.
Oh, you kill lots of people.
That's true.
Summon Satan.
Okay, so to drink.
And strap on a jetpack and fly into people, killing them.
All right. I never played it.
Soda Simulator?
But I got the. No, I never played that.
Oh, they keep bugging us.
Soda Drinker Pro.
But what I thought might be along, and I've always wanted to play it, Bully.
Oh, Bully! No, Bully is like violent as fuck.
Come on.
Is it?
Oh my God!
It's Bully.
Literally, you go around beating up everybody in school. Okay, and when you're not beating up somebody else, they're beating you up.
It's billed as sort of political intrigue.
No,
you know?
No, it's not.
It is billed that way.
I'm a rich brat who got kicked out of other schools, and my mom and dad are my mom and my stepdad are dropping me off at some other fucking school now, and I'm gonna go start beating people up, and they're gonna beat me up. No,
it's called like a game of political.
No! You make alliances.
Vectrexagon.
To beat people up.
Oh.
Vectrexagon is a non-violent Vectrex game.
But again, I think this goes back down to the story form versus short form. Right. Short form games lend themselves fine to
you're not
going to
get a story form.
Yeah, because every time... puzzles are really easy.
For non-violence.
We haven't even, like, touched on, you know, the Candy Crushes, the...
Bejeweled. Makes you want to be violent.
Yeah, that's true. Every time I get a Candy Crush thing, I want to reach right through the screen and slap somebody. So, I don't know if Candy Crush...
You might die, but a Frogger is... is non-violent. I mean, he's just trying to get across the road. There's lots of stuff trying to kill him.
A gator eats you, or you get run over by a car.
No, but he's just trying to survive. He's not doing any return fire though.
Yeah, but that wasn't
no return fire.
Oh, excuse me.
He's just a
whoa! He eats flies.
Oh yeah, I guess he does eat flies. Yeah. You get bonus for that.
Really, we can't be violent towards flies.
No.
You have heard the term. Hey, would not hurt a fly.
So wait. When it comes down to that, the best thing, I was going into my office one day, and there's this small.
That's a rare event.
There's this small woman, and she's. It honestly looks like she's doing ballet on the sidewalk, and I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? Well, it had rained really heavy. It was still raining. And she must have been Buddhist. She was avoiding every single worm on the sidewalk. And it literally looked like she was doing
ballet.
I would
probably think she was a Jainist then.
Where did she get her
weed? A Jainist.
Well, she may have been
like the other level of being Buddhism.
No, it was amazing to watch. I mean, the moves she was doing, they were one stepping on warmth. And like I said, it literally looked like she was doing ballet out there that morning. I was like, wow. I literally must have said 15 minutes watching her. I was like, wow, that's kind of creepy, but that's really amazing.
Maybe she wasn't a Buddhist. Really didn't like the
stepping
feel
on worms.
All hail Satan.
Well, it was pretty impressive. I just got to say so.
Well, Tony Hawk.
That was on the list.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Tony Hawk.
That's
A long story because you've tried to achieve different arcs
and get a crew together and the whole nine yards. That's actually not bad.
The original Tony Hawk. Later on, I don't know.
No, even the underground and Tony Hawk Underground wasn't.
Yeah, there's. I really think it's all about doing tricks
and then
getting a big crew together and setting up. That is a good one, actually.
You know what else should be on
that? I think that qualifies as long form.
Yeah, I do too.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guitar Hero.
I don't know if that one qualifies as a long form. There's no really storyline.
Well, I'm not talking about long
form. There is a storyline. No.
You're trying to work your way up. You're in like this really terrible club.
Okay, all right.
You're trying to work your way up to the stadium.
It's pretty loose, though. Yeah. It's pretty loose.
I mean, I didn't say it wasn't loose, but it's
no, but you do develop your character and build up on that. So, no, I think it qualifies as a storyline.
You have to be Slash.
If it's, well, forget it. I'm not going to go into that. All
right.
And to be honest, I don't think
that this topic
needs to be locked
into the same
into
thing because you can develop your character.
Long or short, I just was having a hard time thinking of it.
Right. I think they can be. Yeah. We've mentioned a lot of amazing games that are non-violent right now. I mean, again, from the simplest thing, from Tetris to something like Guitar Hero, which, let's be honest, was a phenomenon.
I still play Guitar Hero and Rock
Band and all those games were absolutely sold systems because people wanted to do that. So,
And now there's, what is it, Rocksmith or something? Guitar Smith?
Yeah, that's Guitarsmith. But that's
Rock. It's called Rocksmith. I have both of them. And you get to play your own instrument.
You can actually plug in, right?
But it's the same idea. Really, you know, you play your own instrument, but it's still the same.
It's the same idea.
You're unlocking different stadiums. You're unlocking different bars. You know, unlocking different songs. You want to be able to do the whole catalog. You know,
but their Guitarcade has games that are kind of like the shoot 'em up and kill zombies, and so if you do the Guitarcade stuff of it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know,
if you stick to just the guitar playing, that
is that more of a mini game built?
There's tons of mini games built into it. Like one of them, you're trying to basically kick people out of the bar, and basically, so there's like these. Almost like an energy field, and so you use your instrument to move up and down, and when you whack your string, it shoots out an energy field and pushes the people back, and you're basically trying to kick everyone out. So, which is kind of a weird thing. Normally, you want to bring people in with music, and instead, it's like the anti, you know,
it's
music.
Avant-garde ambient music.
Just want to push everyone out.
So it's drum metal. Got it.
All right. Well. I think that's when we've kind of covered that topic.
I think so. I think we're going to go on to our favorite nonviolent game.
I could have just kept going on just that.
We could. That's the problem.
Just calling out super great nonviolent games.
But
which I think we've totally nailed the first question of can they be fun? And absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
I think they have their own parameters you've got to follow. But as far as...
and you can always be low violent.
Yeah, but again, I going back to what you said, dirty hippie, I think means even low violence is unacceptable.
What about Ben?
Yeah, he's a dirty hippie.
Yes.
He's Kid Rock. So he's not a dirty hippie.
In most games,
he's dirty.
You end up dirty dying, redneck, so is that considered hippie. Violence against you?
Not the same thing.
That's very different. Too. Like, if you're not performing the violence, is it okay to be killed by the things on the screen?
I still think that qualifies as violent. I mean, if I fall on a pit of spikes, I think that's violent.
Pretty violent. Yeah. The slit your own wrist game, I think that's a bad example of a nonviolent game.
Yeah, if you maybe Mr. Mosquito, you gotta go, no, you're just trying to...
exactly, thank you. Wait a minute, so I'm gonna... I have a list here I'm gonna read, because one of the games on here is the game I was going to say, as soon as I get rid of this stupid... freaking pop-up crap. All right, let's get rid of that first.
Yes, so, I would like that porn.
No, I don't want that porn.
Yeah, you
do. So, Mother Jones did an article. 10 non-violent video games that kick metaphorical butt.
And most of them don't make it under our
guidelines.
Yeah. Really?
I read it.
I read it, too.
Okay. I did not read
Portal,
it.
Portal, you're right. The Portal artiest? Doesn't. Yeah. No, I have to disagree with them on that. You're right. Minecraft doesn't. Okay, so they do not get this right.
I think non-violent.
Animal Crossing.
See,
that's one we didn't bring up. That's actually a good point.
I think Mother Jones
is really cool. And Long Form, yeah.
Yeah, and which also brings up, we've talked about this, Pokemon Snap would be.
No, you can throw things at them.
You're throwing rocks.
You're
just taking their picture.
No, you throw things.
All right, I'm going to throw stuff at you and then take a picture.
There are little Pokemon that you cannot get unless you literally...
Oh, well, all right, then, then they're out.
Little Big Planet 2, I can see that as a non-violent.
Which one?
There's death.
Which one?
That is Little Big Planet. And then it's like, there is perceived violence. You can...
Well, what kind of death? Like, I've never played the game, so...
It's shooting violence. That's what it is.
And that's why so many games are disqualified, because it's still violence.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree. I think
that... You can die
because
most
of Little Big Planet is just user-generated content, and a lot of that is violent.
Mildly violent.
You know, I agree. I think...
Like, one of my favorite ones was the shark mod, where you're really just running across platforms and water, and sharks just fly up, like, 20 feet into the air. It's awesome.
I think they missed the mark on this, because a lot of games they're talking about.
They're non...
don't mention them, because one of them's my list.
Yeah, no, that's why I stopped, because I've got...
And I think, like I was going to say, they're non-violent means more so child-friendly.
Yeah, but again, Portal, I don't think...
Yeah, but Bambi was child-friendly, and I got to tell you what...
Traumatized.
What was child-friendly?
Bambi.
Yeah, sure. I was 5, I cried like a motherfucker. Come on. Oh my God, she's dead.
Still dies.
That's right. No.
Nothing. Mom always dies in Disney, though.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not already dead. She's going to die.
Yeah. If you're a mother in Disney, you're pretty well screwed.
Or parent in general. You're
you're going to die.
Father's
fair
are okay.
What's that?
Father's fair.
Yeah, fathers. You notice that? Fathers.
Sometimes.
Robin's so glad he caught that.
All right.
If you're a mother, you're screwed.
Oh.
Ba-da-bum. All right. Okay. So, who wants to go first on their favorite nonviolent pick?
I gotta go with Crazy Taxi, just because that was the only one I could think of. I racked my brain all day thinking of nonviolent.
It was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
a
hard topic.
Like, oh, Sonic. That's what she said.
Right.
So hard topic.
It was so hard.
That was the store I tried to open. Hard topic.
Hard topic. Yeah. Like Hot Topic, but everything was dildos.
Generally speaking.
Generally speaking. All right.
Yeah, Crazy Taxi, because you try to be violent, and I don't think you could blow up your car either.
No, you couldn't. You could damage your vehicle, but you couldn't actually...
Yeah,
you couldn't destroy it.
You drive everywhere, too. You're like, no, I'm going to go in the middle of the ocean. Oh, yep, there's fares out there.
So, Crazy Taxi. Good call on that. All right, who wants to go next?
I kind of already said mine, but Parappa the Rapper.
Which was a great game, actually.
I love that.
First of all, the animation style that what do they call it again?
2-dimensional 3D world.
Right. But I'm trying to think of the cel shading. Cel shaded.
More of the style, yeah.
Right. Was brilliant in that game. And the game was just
so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now wait a minute. I'm gonna pop a balloon a little bit.
Oh man.
In the beginning, when he's being bullied in the restaurant,
there's violence.
No, there's no violence. But he is being bullied a little bit.
Yes, he is.
Okay, we're not going with...
Are they punching him?
Emotional violence.
Yeah.
We're going straight physical violence.
Which game?
I think.
Huh?
Which game?
Parappa the Rapper.
Is there like a karate thing going on there?
Well,
there's a karate master.
The karate master. The what do they call it? Not the karate master. They call him the... but his master, the onion-headed guy.
Yeah.
Teaching him the rap. The rap is kind of in a karate... Karate, but he's not doing karate. He's continuing to rap and move.
So. Oh, okay. It's just the outfit that he chose that day.
Yeah, he's just wearing. He's wearing a gi. So, maybe a touch. You could say maybe the gi looks.
I think we're going almost too hippie. I think that's like.
Okay, so we're going a little. Maybe we're going a little too high. But see, he's getting bullied. He's getting bullied in the first scene.
He's watching
the first scene. He's being bullied here.
God, they're at a
but
restaurant.
He's being
what the
bullied,
hell?
Which I got to tell you is a kind of a sheepishly hippie move. So
that's true. He's getting bullied and then comes back and becomes this great rapper after he's been bullied.
And he He convinces everybody with his song, not his fists.
That's true. There you go. All right.
So he's the bard of the group.
Oh!
I was looking up non-violent video games, and someone says, just play a bard. And I was like,
that's right. Yes. There you go. All right. Who wants
to
go next?
Am I non-violent then? Because I like took bullies and just picked on them till they cried.
No, you're totally not violent.
I just came back with a cape and like.
Nah, that's totally violent.
There's a difference between non-violent.
It's the aggressor. It's about being the aggressor.
You can kick my ass all you want, but I still fucked your mom. I mean, that kind of thing was.
Just because you say hurtful things doesn't mean you're violent.
Right, I know, right? I mean, totally could have kicked my ass, but I figured if I make them cry,
right?
You won.
Yeah, right. If the whole group's like with you now, you've already won before you got hit.
Well, I guess that would be the hippie tradition, getting a beat down with a billy club. So, right. Okay.
So you got to come to that point.
Gotta crack them hippie skulls.
All right.
And where's that video game?
Who's going next?
You know, I mean, as long as we didn't rule them out.
Oh, yeah, Ryan. He's I'm not looking at you. I'm just looking away.
I'm going to go with the Hot Shots Golf. I'm going to go with the series, really, because I loved them all. You know, I've played all the different characters and stuff.
I'm not the only one who loves that game. Yeah, it's a good game.
The characters are fun, and the courses are challenging, and the Hot Shots Golf is they're a lot of fun. So that's gonna be my non-violent. As long as we haven't ruled out sports.
No. Some sports are violent.
Some sports are violent. So I guess golf
is just boring.
Yep. It's terrific,
boring.
Man.
Golf is just
he just
boring.
Said Hot Shots Golf.
And it's so boring. Great. It's but I got to tell you, Hot on its Heels. Hot on its Heels is Mario Golf. Yeah, oh yeah. Especially the Game Boy version. I love the Game Boy version.
The NES version was great.
But, it's no Game Boy version.
I like Mario Tennis.
It's wrong. Stop. All right.
Watch all right.
Who wants to go next?
I go.
All right.
I actually have a couple kind of hitting different areas of non-violence. One of them was he's going to say, you don't know Jack. It's a great game, multiplayer. You can sit down with friends, drink, and then get mad and punch your friend.
Because you got screwed.
Creates violence.
Did you ever play?
But it's not violent.
It's not a game.
It didn't hit, but along that lines, anybody play Game Show King? Game Show? It was a Wii game. It was very similar to that kind of idea, except they had sort of an animation between the different, and it was, they had a cheesy host and stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
Were those the ones that, you got the little kit of extra controllers, or is that something else?
I didn't need any extra controllers. You would still use just the normal Wii controllers, but that one was a lot of fun. Yeah. It was limited to four players. So the You Don't Know Jack was a little better in that way, that you could have so many more players. But it just was kind of fun to have those, they have the cheesy host. And they had the Vanek character with the prize and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's another good point. All the game show games.
I was going to say that. Is that what you were going
to
say?
No, I was going to say game show. I was going to go on, Larry was mentioning cheesy, and then Vanna White with her outfits. Was Leezer suit Larry?
No.
Date rape.
Well, I don't know if they call that violent. Well, yeah, maybe.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, there went,
Now wait.
Went drinking with Tom.
It usually was the Larry character that
who got
was
beat up.
Getting the rape. Falling under the category of horrible person wrong. Rob who got beat up, I think it still fits.
Horrible person Rob.
Who got beat up?
It's a pretty common thing with me.
All right.
So I have more.
Okay, continue.
And we didn't touch on too much, but it is a racing game. Jet Moto Series. I really enjoyed. It was a great racing game because it had unique physics, especially at the time on PlayStation 1. So you're not just racing a car on the ground. You had cool gravity because there were hover bikes.
Which game?
Jet Moto.
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
Good
game. So much fun. Especially, I remember there's one trippy level that's outer space, and it's a half pipe that just curves and goes everywhere, and you can literally just fall You don't die, you just fall, and then respawn.
I'm surprised they haven't had that one in the background.
And it's good you brought that up, because obviously the racing games are really good. You know? But not all of them are non-violent.
Because my favorite racing game most is of the Road Rash games. 2, which is very violent.
Well, even a lot of the kart games, you're throwing bombs on each other and stuff. Mario Kart, Rash. So.
Have you seen the remake of Road Rash?
Which one?
The new one that just came out.
The new one just came out?
Road Redemption.
No.
Platform? Oh, you need this platform? On Steam. It is really good.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out.
PC, I think it's on the Mac, too.
I have one last contribution. It's a game that me and my brothers played a lot. Vegas Dreams for the NES. Basically, it's
my uncle played that
constantly.
It's literally just you're in a casino and you play like poker and like blackjack. But you also have this little mini story. I mean, it's like people come up, approach the ass and borrow money, or women's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And you can sleep with a prostitute. You know, good game for kids.
Do you ever get like kicked out for counting cards?
No, but dude, you can't get robbed and lose all your money.
Free
if you
love
sleep with a woman potentially. Or she could be super rich and you become rich.
It's nice you added the free love element.
Yes.
That is a dirty hippie element. Free love.
And say, let's all play it and then go to Vegas.
Yeah. So we used to play it a lot because it was fun because it was multiplayer. It was a multiplayer.
Oh,
like,
wait, you said prostitute. That's not free
love. God, we never went to Vegas as a group.
Let's go
that
right
will
now.
Not end well, there's a reason. Yeah, thank you.
Was it the Boston trip?
You know, we realized road trips are a terrible idea.
I got to say, so you know what? Yeah, when
I
don't have a single solitarily bad memory of our group in Boston being a problem.
We weren't.
No, there were elements that sucked.
Correct.
But they weren't part of our group. Our group was great.
Oh, our group was phenomenal. That was not the problem.
I mean, you hear about people who go on road trips and stuff like that.
Brian, you were a problem.
Last time we went. Yeah, when he went to New York.
That was the first time.
But he took a train to go get laid.
Wait, the second time, wasn't that Brian the guy who hooked up with some girl who we couldn't find when it was time to leave?
I thought that was Kevin Singer.
Oh, never mind, that was Kevin Singer.
Brian was the one that wanted to go to New York because he like was gonna hook up.
That was the first time. Yeah. The second time.
That first time was right.
Wait a minute. So both times, Brian.
Damn it, Brian.
The first time, we were at Whiskey Priest that night drinking, and all of a sudden you are texting some girl about hooking up, and one of my buddies had to take you to the train station so you could go hook up with this girl in New York.
And then didn't,
because her boyfriend was there.
It was her sister, I think.
No, it was a boyfriend.
Also, that was, like Rob said, the best text.
Best text ever.
Hey, are you still in New York State? Nope.
Okay, and then...
It was like...
What happened?
Until you could leave?
I'm stuck here. I'm like, dude... I'm in Wisconsin.
Did he actually, like, catch a flight back?
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't remember what
he somehow made it back.
Oh, but wait, it gets better. The second time we go, we are at that the after party, and you hooked up with some girl or another, drove out with her to some God knows where bumfuck outside of Boston. We're all leaving that morning. Guess what? No Brian.
Got text that time.
Two. Yeah.
That was funny. I don't know where I am.
I don't know where I am.
There's like Porky's around the corner. I don't know.
So, yes, most of our group, not you, Brian, were just fine. Brian, you are not.
What was the name? Those devs that I got all drunk with. And then, like, Tom, like, tells me something, and he's telling me I'm leaving.
Well, now it's just
and I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And I go back to talking to him, like, an hour later, I realize there's nobody at the bar. I'm just sitting here drunk with the guys that made Cat in a Box.
Yep. Hey, but they were nice guys.
They were great guys.
Yeah. All right.
Now that we are 100% off.
Cat in the Box is my non-violent game?
Well, it might be alive or dead, but
because you're shooting a cat into a box?
Yeah, well. Okay, so I'm going to go with mine.
It's both alive and dead at the same time.
Because it is dirty hippie games, I want to kind of go hippie-ish. Rez.
Cat lateral damage.
Rez.
Oh.
Plenty of bits died during that.
Yeah, but you're not really, you're shooting at, you're using music and rhythm to shoot at objects. You're not shooting at other
and we
things.
Cleared a police trainer as
right.
Non-violent.
Well, besides the gun issue. But there's no guns in Revs. You're just the
guns don't have
these
to inherently
musical
violent,
sound
like
beams come out of you.
But I argue that dirty hippies would not like guns.
No, but they'd love Revs because, damn, if you're high, Revs is
no. No. But the idea is music is changing the world.
Well, Revs is even better when you're high.
So. That's all how you're phrasing.
Larry was like completely passed out in playing Rez. It was the oddest thing. That was how I had my graduation, right?
Yeah.
Larry's sitting on the floor in a basement. This was on, this was
when
on
you were at
Kentucky Street. On Kentucky Street. So this is like a real basement. Like, not like this. It's like
a basement.
With a cement floor.
Well, there's, you know, it's painted.
Yeah, I painted
painted brick walls.
Painted brick walls.
He's sitting still there, a basement.
He's sitting there playing. He's sitting there playing Rez half passed out. I've never seen anybody play Rez so damn well.
It just
was
all
amazing.
Seemed to work.
He was amazing. He is like at levels I never saw before. He's just like every once in a while he's just going. Wow. He was an arcade hero. I'm just saying.
I am honestly not that surprised.
That was a nice girl.
I'm not surprised at all.
That was friendly. That was hilarious. She was like hugging people.
That's not real.
No, she was like, you'll never see it again, so don't worry about it.
You guys had the brown ass that night, didn't you? Darlene wasn't even there.
All right. And because of that stupid night, I've bought in resin. Four different systems.
And Rez is the best.
Just keep buying it. Oh, it's available on this. Okay.
it's so good.
You gotta try Rez sometime.
Yeah. So great.
It is an amazing game.
It's cheap on the PS2.
It is.
Great game.
Yeah.
I will have to go get it.
All right. Anybody else got something?
You had a moment.
I already went, but I don't want to steal it from anybody, so I'll go after.
Just go.
All right, yeah. No, let him finish.
Steal away.
And no, in case somebody else brings it up.
Stealing's not violent.
I agree.
Oh, wait.
Anybody else want to go?
Katamari.
Ryan, you haven't talked.
I'm going.
Oh, wait.
Katamari.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's why you call away.
They are slightly uncomfortable. Yes, as they're stuck on your giant ball.
Yes.
But they're not in pain. And you're
just sitting there twitching, they're alive at the end, and they use.
I was going to say that one, but then I thought it was kind of violent.
It's not really. I mean, nobody gets actually injured.
You're just stuck to a ball.
Yeah, Velcro isn't violent.
Inherently.
I mean, ask my
brother.
It's totally not violent.
If I take a saw side to scrape it against your face.
And there's a totally violent. Great ZZ Top song about Velcro, so, you know.
Yeah,
okay, we'll try that. Let me bring some into the song. Play that live. They make Velcro out of metal, just so you know.
I know. I've seen it.
There is metal Velcro, by the way.
That sounds like a song.
This metal?
That sounds like it hurt.
Metal Velcro. Velcro.
That's
why I love Velcro.
Sounds like it worked out its function drug.
Velcro.
We need to talk to our friends, Lords of the Trident, and get that turned into a song.
Metal Velcro.
Go Velcro. All right. No, that's a good one. That's you're right. That's really non-violent.
It's really pretty.
Yeah,
they all live through it.
No,
slightly inconvenient.
So as we're doing the show, I've been looking at, and a lot of people list games that, by our definition, turned out as violent. So, and maybe not most of the game, but you're right. They still end up violent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're truly a hippie, you wouldn't play anything with any violence.
Yeah.
Would you, Ben?
That's why hippies are
boring. Dude, it was real hard.
Ryan.
Yeah. So. Mine would probably be a point-and-click game, so I'm thinking Zack McCracken, Alien Mindbenders. Mm-hmm. I don't remember too much violence in that one.
Anything in it that's... I can't think
of anything. It's kind of silly, and you know, I was thinking the other one, the Maniac Mansion. I think you do some crazy stuff to the tentacles or whatever.
And then Day of the Tentacle. Oh, God, that was the best game.
Yeah. But I think Zack McCracken was more of just like a story-based little fun little open the door, find things, look in the fridge, get yelled at. I don't know. Just
nobody gets hurt.
I don't
just
remember anything.
Silliness.
Yeah.
Viewers so are so glad that I do not have access to the
tentacle porn.
No,
honeypot.
Yeah. I have access.
Honeypot.
To that.
Yeah.
There's no violence in that one.
To the console right now.
No, there's no violence in that one. That's true. Honeypot is a non-violent game.
I don't know. You kind of beat yourself a little bit, don't you?
Well,
outside of the game.
You know,
Custer's Revenge, non-violent.
No.
No!
No, there's arrows that keep falling on you.
Oh. And you're raping.
Yeah.
It's not that willing.
Too. That too. That too. But she knows she's got to smile willing. When you're done.
Because you're done. It's over.
I didn't post that one to G2B. That's one of the ones I did not post.
I seen that one. Oh,
God.
Horrendous.
Wow.
Really funny.
No, the fact you found this is horrendous.
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I should just post that.
No, don't post that. Mm-mm. We're not posting it, okay? No.
I
want to
see it.
No.
Sober me would never post it.
Good, good.
My best hand is to Laura. Like, here.
Yeah, you should see this.
But Laura.
On YouTube, right?
What about, like, does, like, Monopoly count, like, for the Sega Genesis? And, like, does
Did
that
you
all...
beat
oh, no,
the
no,
second
I think
player
counts.
With the controller?
Huh?
Did you beat the
whoever
other
you're playing
player?
Against? Yeah.
Did you beat him with
the controller?
Or do you stab his honey pop
there?
The
game?
Yeah.
It's the meta. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole slew
okay.
of board games.
I'd say every video game incites violence.
Well,
if it's like a competitive thing. I mean, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a group there like
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune and
well,
you know, some
of
those.
Because I was like, oh, there's some, but it's like, you're still simulating violence with the cards, so it doesn't count.
Right, because, yeah.
For what game?
Hearthstone.
Yeah, Pokemon, any of the games where you're...
Oh,
not Pokemon.
I remember seeing Pokemon in a non-violent list. I'm like, animal fighting! What are you talking about?
Yeah, wait a minute, it's pit fighting for imaginary
I thought
animals.
I had right. Snap, but that even didn't even
yeah,
count.
Yeah, but even that, yeah, even that
count.
Had pit violence, so...
But
yeah,
like, Snap...
Their justification was, it's just a little beating, and then taking Pokemon Center, they're fine. Like, no, they got beat so bad and burnt and electrocuted
right,
that they're unconscious.
They just faint. I still don't understand why you faint when all of yours have fainted.
Mm-hmm.
You just, I have a light down.
Vapors, I got vapors. All right.
Speaking of vapors, if you're still watching this, you must be on them.
Yeah, whew, thank God for that.
Way to go,
Ether.
All right,
I think we should wrap this up, Rob. Yes.
That was basically where I was going with the segue.
Yeah, because you're still
watching.
Segue?
Oh, I just wanted to
You
do
just
that.
Wanted to
do
that.
I got nothing.
What about Echo the Dolphin?
No, he rapes people. Four times a year.
Four times a year.
Dolph the Dolphin.
No, that's Echo too. Echo's got raper and all.
All dolphins rape.
That's
four
right.
times
he,
a year?
He
my God.
He doesn't talk about it a lot.
Right, but he does. Right. But he does.
He echolocates it.
Well, now that we've gone to revisit that, by the way, if you have a chance, go visit us on archive.org. Just search for Guys, Games, and Beer and look for
Dolphin
four
Rape.
People a year, which is one of our best musical remixes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. It was epic.
I forgot about that.
That was one of our best.
I still think I was making sense.
Yeah.
Well, you were making about as much as I was because I was talking shit too. I was pretty drunk during that one.
What?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So thank you very much for watching The Vaporous Guys, Games, and Beer. Though this podcast makes you possibly want to be violent.
Possibly? You mean it does?
Yeah. We're all for nonviolence here at Guys, Games, and Beer, unless I'm playing Modern Warfare. Then
in which case, he's going to own your fucking ass, people.
Say,
either that, or I will
right
just pick on you until you leave.
And Skull fuck you when he's done.
Maybe, but that's love.
No, you got to hollow it out and drink wine.
No, that's not what you drink.
You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net on Facebook.
So medieval thing.
You can get free games, I say, on Facebook. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer, along with all of our ridiculous rantings that go on. Plus, sometimes we find something cool in the video game world, and we'll post it to there. And our stupid-ass memes that we search the internet for, because we got issues.
We just put our...
And nothing better to do.
Want more free games? Not enough free games for you?
We honestly don't have anything better to do. We're
but here.
Twitter.
There's more.
You can go to Twitter. Twitter.
Twitter. You can go to Twitter.
Twitter. On Twitter, we're at GuysGamesBeer, no and at all. And you can go get yourself some really awesome free games, which are way more awesome than the ones I put on Facebook, which are pretty much crap. Except
I think
when we get sponsored and they give us some nice free games.
All right. Thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Next Tuesday, we will be back on YouTube's at approximately 6:15 p.m. with Kid Rock. Hey! Hey! Kid Rock! Thanks for watching those of you on
YouTube.
We're still going to be around for a while talking some shit. So hang in there.
All right.
Bye.
Hey. Happy
Disney.
So.